puzzle. Joining us is Will Schwartz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
I am great. How are you, Aisha?
I am good. Now, Will, please remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from Andrea Carla Michaels of San Francisco. I said, name a famous 20th century writer, remove the last two letters of the first name and the last letter of the last name, and the result will name a clothing material. Well, the author is Virginia Woolf. Drop those letters and you get virgin wool.
There were more than 900 correct entries this week. And last week's puzzle winner answered the puzzle in the studio. Like, he knew it immediately. And so that's why we was like, oh my goodness, you're going to be on here a fourth time. But he didn't make it this time. This week's winner is Wesley Davis of Black Mountain, North Carolina. Congratulations, Wesley.
Thank you.
So how did you figure out this week's answer?
My first hunch was actually Ayn Rand and Aran, the fabric from the islands of off Ireland. And I wasn't fully satisfied, so then I landed on the intended answer of Virginia Woolf.
Now, how long have you been playing the puzzle? Because this is your first time. You're not a repeat offender here.
Correct, yes. I've been playing the puzzle pretty religiously for almost a decade, so I'm was so excited to get the call.
What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I'm a mental health counselor. Outside of that, I love anything outdoors. I have a 12-year-old son, Henry. I've got a shout out to him, and he enjoys trying to solve the puzzle with me as well.
So he'll be coming up here next.
I hope so.
He'll be a future player on the air.
I gotta ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I'm not great with rapid-fire puzzles, the on-air, but let's give it a go.
You don't know until you try it. You never know.
That's right. That's right. That's what I tell patients.
Exactly. Take it away, Will.
So this is a quiet puzzle. Every answer is a word that starts with S-H. I'm going to give you two words that the answer can precede in order to complete compound words or familiar two-word phrases. You tell me the S-H word. For example, if I said holder and cropper, you would say share, as in shareholder and sharecropper. Your first one is shooter and eyed, E-Y-E-D. What word precedes shooter and eyed?
Sharp.
Sharp shooter and sharp-eyed. Good job. Music, metal.
Sheet.
Sheet music and sheet metal. Nice. Skin, dog.
Sheep.
Sheepskin and sheepdog is correct. Shocked game. Give you a hint, this starts S-H.
Shell.
Shell shocked and shell game. Good. Key, gears.
Shift.
Shift key and shift gears is right. Wreck, mate.
Ship.
Shipwreck, shipmate, yes. Horn, lace.
Sheep, no. Shoelace.
Shoelace and shoehorn is right. Center, list.
Short. No.
Where do you go to buy things?
Shop. Shop.
Yeah?
Oh, shop. Shopping. Shopping.
Shopping, center, and shopping list is right. Change, range.
Short change, short range.
That's it. Clock, glass.
It's like when you're at the bar and you're throwing them back.
Oh, shot clock. Yeah, my son would get that one.
How about blade strap?
Switch. No.
It's part of the body.
Oh, shoulder.
Shoulder blade and shoulder strap is right. Stall, curtain.
Shower.
Nice job, Wesley.
You said you weren't good with rapid fire, but you did a wonderful job.
I faded about halfway through. Oh, my gosh.
No. Some of these are tough. These are tough ones. So how do you feel?
I feel grateful and a bit humbled.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Wesley, what member station do you listen to?
I'm the alternate support between 88.1 Blue Ridge Public Radio and 88.7 WNCW.
That's Wesley Davis of Black Mountain, North Carolina. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Don DeMichelle of Redlands, California. Name a famous musical duo, remove four consecutive letters of the duo's name, and phonetically you'll name a famous non-musical duo. Who are they? So again, a famous musical duo, remove four consecutive letters, and phonetically you'll name a famous non-musical duo. What groups are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, March 12th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Week in Edition, Will Shorts. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.